there was that report out of Milwaukee, the firing of the election official who's now being charged, the deputy commissioner of election, the deputy director, excuse me, of elections there. Your opponent said that's a sign of the system working, the fact that there was something wrong, she's now being prosecuted. What's your response to what we see out of Milwaukee? Do you agree it's a sign of the system working?
I don't support anybody breaking the law. Here's what has to happen. We need to stop all of this election questioning that's happening, and that's what I'm going to do as governor. We are going to make sure that no one, no Republican, no independent, no Democrat, ever has another question about election integrity. We're going to work with the legislature. We're going to get those bills right, the bills that Tony Evers vetoed. And 2 years from now, 4 years from now, 6 years from now, everyone is going to have 100% confidence in our election system.
But let me add, we need transparency into this process. I don't know exactly what happened here, but to use military absentee ballots to potentially commit fraud is something we need to get to the bottom of, and get to the bottom of it quickly. We need full observation on the entire process. And apparently, certainly within the, you know, election clerk's office in Milwaukee County in particular, we need full chain of custody in terms of watching absentee ballots, watching them be tallied, watching the burner sticks, you know, taken out of the machines, delivered to the election control system. We need total observation. We need complete transparency. We're going to insist on it here as Republicans.
In that website.